Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Hey, out there, all you beautiful people, the best people I know, that's definitely you. I am so excited. This show is so cutting edge. You're going to learn about NPA with the awesome, the one and only Joel Young. So I want to let you know right away, if you have a question, I open up the chat room, but you want to call 347-637-1318. Press pound 1. That'll put you through to the switchboard if you have a question for Joel. So this cutting-edge technology, non-personal awareness, some of you have been, you know, especially on Twitter, buzzing about it. But this is a real new technique in the field of human consciousness. And, you know, some people have called Joel the 21st century heretic. But, you know, we're going to learn a lot about how he created this, how it's helping people transform their lives in an easy way. And he's really going to, you know, give you some breakthroughs, some real breakthroughs that are not difficult. I want to give you a little bit of his history before we bring him on. He did describe in January, I guess it was 2006, he sort of disappeared into a cave in India. And in 2007, he received a revelation and an answer to a prayer. And he was given this simple process, which he's going to talk about today. And it has a trifold message. The simplicity of the process is not to underestimate the power of how profound it is and the message that you can achieve in an awareness and global consciousness for yourself and those around you. It's a very dynamic, humorous, and clear story that he's going to share with us. And right now, you want to probably go to his website, which is non-personal awareness. It's all one word, non-personal awareness. And right now, he's in the UK coming over to a grand tour in Canada, and he's got all sorts of events happening and a big Google Hangout event tomorrow. It is a privilege and a pleasure, and I want to thank our mutual friend, Sean Duperon, who's a 6-time award-winning Emmy producer, Sean is, of Sean TV, who introduced us. And thank you, Joel, for being with us from the UK today. How are you?
I'm good. What a pleasure to be with the best people we know. How fab is that? I love it.
We're in the Best People We Know Club. I love us. It's like my new hashtag
now. I suddenly arrived.
We've arrived. It's that global group hug experience. It's my new thing on Twitter. I love, like, when people do the tweets and you thank them for the retweets. It's like, best people here, global group hug. It's like, you're in it.
Oh, God, I feel good now.
We can live. I don't know how we lived without having this moment together, Joel, and all of us that are together around the world on this call. I mean, we're going to, by the end of our time with you, we're going to wonder how we ever lived without you.
Wow, fab. Let's get into it. Let's do it.
Okay, well, let's get into it. Tell people, let's start out, I really want people to understand non-personal awareness. What is that? And then let's go through some specifics and how this is really going to help people and how they can connect with you and get more, because this is only an appetizer, but it'll be a very good appetizer. So tell people what NPA is.
Well, NPA stands for non-personal awareness, as you said. It exists on two levels, let's put it that way. Most people meet it as MPA, the MPA process, which is a very simple 6-line process And I often say it helps you let go of the yucky stuff and let in the yummy stuff of life. And there's lots of tools that are around that people can use to do that. But it's interesting because MPA as a process has come through very recently. I think it operates on some weird, mind-confusing level, but just seems to do things it shouldn't be able to do with six simple lines. So in terms of the yucky stuff, there's all the classic things that we all experience as yucky is blocks to abundance, feeling sort of sad or angry or relationship issues, all these kind of things, down to physical issues as well. And then letting in the yummy stuff is, we all know what the yummy stuff, the stuff we want but we haven't got yet, those kind of things. So most people meet it as that kind of, it's a simple way to do that. But I've started to call it a transformational tool because there's a bigger thing that's happening when you engage with MPA as the simple process, which is you're starting to really get into a deep and profound relationship with the non-personal. So that really is about a space that's beyond just ourselves, and yet it includes ourselves. And people that really engage with MPA end up coming into a space of really realizing that they can live in wholeness. And that's, wholeness is a word that maybe we can talk about and define in some detail. But it really is an all-inclusive perspective. So you can completely be yourself without necessarily a story or a dogma about what that's supposed to look like, but just really just showing up as you are in each moment. And in that, I think what really happens is by osmosis, you just begin to live an experience of your life that isn't necessarily perfect and ticks every box, but there's an underlying sense of rightness, well-being, flow, and okayness with the delicious life that you're having. And so really people, we're going to talk about the process a lot today, I think, mostly meet it in that way. But I always say, come beyond that, come, yes, do your stuff, but then come beyond, because that's where the real magic begins.
Wow, I'm telling you, that I love that whole yucky to yummy thing. That's like, that is delicious, Joel. That is so awesome. So we're very excited to learn more about the process. I love that it's simple. I love that you're getting down at the root cause, the underlying issue. So it's not just about those symptoms. If you Google self-help and happiness and all of that, you'll find that it's one of the most searched things that people want is how to be happy. Why can't we be happy? What's the problem? Why are some people happy with less and other people can never be happy with more? NPA really addresses all of these things. So let's take listeners through this process, and maybe you want to share a little bit at this point before we go into the specifics, because your story is amazing, how you came to this awareness yourself. So share a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, it came on the back of, many, many years, I say nearly 20 years now of working in the field of human consciousness, healing, personal growth, all of those kind of things that you might call it. I've worked with people a lot in the emotional realm, and certainly with working with thoughts and with things like NLP, which is very powerful transformational tools. So I'd worked a lot. I taught other people's work around the world, and was very fulfilled. The thing with the cave that you mentioned at the top of the call was very interesting. I call that kind of the conception of MPA, really. Something happened in the cave, which I didn't quite realize what it was. And then actually it was a year later when the prayer happened. And that's what people often ask me about this. It's like, what do you mean you said a prayer? Well, I said a prayer. It was literally, the prayer just kind of happened. I think all the best prayers, you don't plan them.
isn't that the truth?
Yeah, it's like the prayer is there to be prayed and you're willing to pray it, so you pray it. And what you're really doing is allowing even then the divine to flow through you, which is what was happening. And my prayer went like this. It was, okay, grace, God, whatever you want to call that. If there's something specific that wants to come through me in service to humanity, then I'm ready. It was just, let me know. And whenever I tell that story, I always say, if the answer was no... That kind of would have been fine because I was coming from a place of fulfillment anyway. But the answer wasn't no. It was a week later that I was journaling in a coffee shop, and what I now call the MPA process, which is those six simple lines, literally popped out of me. And it was as if, you know, the way I journal is a bit like Neil Donald Walsh and his Conversations with God. You know, I type and then God answers like this. That's kind of how it works for me. And it was like, say these words. And I was journaling about some, I don't know, I was angry about something. And it was literally when I put, you know, my experience through the process, it was like when, you know, there's a bit of ice and snow on the bonnet of a car, and when it gets to that certain point where the water and the metal create enough frictionlessness, then a whole swathe of that ice can just slide off very effortlessly. No pushing, no effort, it just went vudump. And that was what it was like inside of me, that the whole thing of the anger and all the stories behind it and the beliefs and emotions just went vudump. It was very, very simple, and I was kind of, well, that's really interesting. But I had no idea what I had. It was fascinating. I was like, well, these six simple lines, this is supposedly the answer to my prayer. This is supposed to be my life's work, and it's six lines long. What am I supposed to do with that?
Six lines in your life work. I love that. Let's keep that. Hey, listen, cliff notes are a good thing sometimes.
That's right. So I thought, well, I better experience what it is. So it took me about 18 months to really, you know, try in different situations, get to know it really well myself before I started teaching it to groups, which started in about 2009. And it's really spread like wildfire. And, you know, it's in sort of 18 to 20 countries now. And people are starting to really wake up to what it's about.
Great. So, you know, this is where I find the most powerful and most credible change, I guess, thoughts, new paradigms, epiphanies, whatever you want to call them. They really come from individuals who are searching and open for themselves to find those answers. You know, it's one of those famous quotes, we always teach best what we want to learn most. And I think that your six lines, I mean, everybody listening wants those six lines for their own life. So we are going to continue this momentum and talk about how this can happen with this technique that you've been teaching around the world.
Okay. So you want me to dive straight in and share it? I'd love to do
yes,
that.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, MPA as a process starts with one of two questions. One of the questions is directed to the yucky stuff, and one of the questions is directed towards the yummy stuff. And you kind of pick which, if you've got yucky stuff going on, you want to ask question number one. So we'll go with that because it's probably the simplest. So the question is, what are you experiencing that you would like to allow to pass? So what are you experiencing that you would like to allow to pass? Now, suppose I was asking you that question.
Okay. Yeah, I'm writing it down myself. I'm doing this with everybody.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, everyone can ask themselves, what are you experiencing that you'd like to have a pass? Now, what we often do with those kind of questions is we address what I call the list. So you have your internal list of what you think is your issue or what some you know, modern spiritual or personal development teacher or reading or something tells you it is because you've been told there's a meaning. And that's not what we're looking for with MPA. What we're looking for in MPA in response to that is what I literally call a spew. It means you just go yada, 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 yada and talk about it. I often say to people, imagine that you've got a cup of tea or a cup of coffee and you're in a, you know, sitting with a friend and they're going to ask you that question and you're just going to just talk to them like they're your friend. Because in that mode, you're not in an analysis mode. You're in just being yourself mode without self-consciousness. So that's kind of really important. So in the spew, say I was sitting with you, I'd be listening for what literally pops out within that expression. And it's not about coming again from an analytical or clever or mind-based thing. It's a very intuitive, well, I don't know why, but I just noticed this phrase or that sound or you said that. And it's a very clear reflection back to you what that expression was. So that might look like a belief. It might be you say within your spew, I feel like I'm not good enough, and it pops out not good enough. Or it might be, oh, I just feel like I'm an idiot. Or it might be, I'm an idiot. So it depends what throws itself out to you. And then you put that into the six simple lines. So two things we can do here, Deb, depending on how you want to run this. you know, give you an offer here. We can either let you spew, if you're comfortable with that, and I'll listen and just see what pops out for you and then run you through the process, or I can give you an example. I'm kind of challenging you on the spot there. What do you want to do?
Well, you know, I think we ought to go with the example, just because I don't want to shock the listeners with what we might discover, but I'll take you up on that on another time. But let's use an example.
Okay, well, let me give you an example of a real-life example of something that happened once. So I'm going to use an example, because it's one of my favorites, of some yummy stuff that someone once said. Because one of the ways we hold on to our yucky stuff and we don't let it pass out, if you like, but we also, with the yummy stuff, we tend to invite it and then hold it at our door and don't let it in. So someone I was with in a circle doing meditation and an inquiry circle, when he was spewing, he pretty much basically said that he never lets love in. And the way that it popped out was literally the word love was being held out. So I said, just repeat these simple lines after me and see where it takes us. So what was obvious to everyone in that room is that you know, this guy had been holding love out. He was the sort of guy who would come to these wonderful seminars and experience all this loving stuff, but have his arms crossed and be going, oh, everyone else feels love and I don't, kind of thing. So his little, what I call cookie cutter, his start point was love. So where you hear love, that's the blank. The rest is the MPA process. I said to him, repeat out loud after me these words. This love, this energy of love, this pure energy of love is not personal. This pure energy of love is not personal. This pure energy of love is not personal, and I am willing to experience it. And then, as I always would, I said to him, just be inwardly still, notice and allow what, if anything, is here, and when you feel the natural completion, let me know. And on this occasion, it was what I call an epic MPA process. Most of them take like 2 minutes tops, but it was like 8 minutes, an epic. But everyone in that room could see that he went through a real process of anger came through him, and his body shook a bit. But at some point, it was just like a surrender inside of him. And there's kind of a softer pinkness come over his face. And he was kind of hunkered down when he went through it. And he looked up, and everyone in that room knew that this guy had let love in for the first time. And it was a very, very powerful experience because, again, I say what MPA does is open the doors and just let the stuff flow, right? But I spoke to him a year later, and I said, well, we did that one process. That was about a year ago. You know, what's your experience now? And he said, well, I just take love for granted these days. It just seems ordinary, but in a magical way. So to me, that was a wonderful example of how someone who just held it out, with a few simple lines, just included himself in the vibration of love. I said to him at the time, I said, welcome to a world of love that includes you. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
I know. Hey, listen, I'm feeling the love through your story. I mean, it really, I could even feel that as I was listening to you say, you know, your words. You're so peaceful in how you execute in your inflection, and that's why you're doing what you're doing. What do you find that people are shocked and surprised that, you know, this lasts? Because once these it's like Einstein, you know, once you're stretched you can never return to your original shape. Is that part of how this language that you're able to pick up on and help people with and rephrase and reframe, is that why it lasts?
Yeah, I think it's hard to know, really. I think what I always say is that the way that it comes to you is, and the energy of MPA and the way it's offered is very agendaless. So it's not trying to fix you. Even the question isn't asking for what's wrong with you. It's just asking what you're experiencing. It's not like an affirmation, so it's more it's an offering of a perspective in a very gentle way. It's offering you the perspective that things aren't so stuck and solid, but more energetic, and that actually non-personal. You know, they're not who you are on a fundamental level. And so it seems to just let people relax into that really allowing space. And then I think you're right. I think everything, every time that we have a new perspective, you know, often as a teacher, we're very much hardwired to do the best we can with the resources we have. If you're given a better resource, it's the brain and the system and all those bazillion things that happen without us realizing what's going on. They're very non-personal, right? I just go, well, okay, we'll do that then. At the weekend that I teach, I call the MPA Expansive Weekend exactly for that reason, because you'll come in one end and come out the other end hugely expanded in terms of your perspectives and way of looking at reality, the world, yourself, all of these different things. And I think that's it. I love what you said. I've not heard that specifically that way, but yeah, once you're stretched, you can't pretend anymore.
Exactly. And, you know, I really felt, and I'd be interested to hear what the listeners have to say about it as well, but I really felt like you were taking me from me sitting here in the greater Boston area to being above Massachusetts, to being above the United States, to being above the Americas, to being up even higher into the sky and then up into the universe. Because the more you freed me from taking something personally, that I felt like the weights were taken off my feet and I could see how everything is connected in a higher view. And, you know, it's amazing to me how once we get that vision of where we are, you know, if we're up on the moon like the astronauts looking down at the world, you know, that perspective changes everything. And I think we get so caught up in the all about me show. You know, Facebook, I had breakfast this morning, I ate whatever, you know, or Twitter is like, okay, at this moment I'm at such and such. And it's just the all about me show. So therefore, you know, if I'm not feeling, if they're not loving me, if I'm not quote unquote success by world standards, you know, it must be the all about me show. But you're really saying, no, don't take that personally. Consider this possibility, consider all these possibilities, and automatically those weights come off your feet and you automatically and easily rise to a higher plane of existence.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. MPA often says it's about getting beyond the self and yet still including the self. I think there's been a really interesting thing in our consciousness. You know, everything has its purpose, but everything also has its time. And I think in the recent evolution of human consciousness, you could say that we had a phase of going from externalizing our authority. So we then sort of really pulled ourselves into being very self-focused, even in the name of spirituality. It's like, you know, I create my own reality. These kind of ideas are very, you know, that's the weight of the universe on your shoulders right there. Kind of stressful. But it was, in a way, the purpose of that was to really come into a sense of our connection to what was happening and a sense of our own, I think, ultimately individual connection to the divine. But that's kind of got a bit overblown, in my opinion, now. And I think we've lost the sense of how there's also very much an interdependence and an interaction between ourselves, our local experience, and our individual lives at the expense of the bigger picture of the life of the human. That's us, our children, the ongoing, you know, as a cell in the body of man, if you like, the body of the human. I think it's really great to embrace both the very local perspective, because that's your important job right now, but also the bigger picture, you know, beyond just ourselves. An MPA, in its those little six lines, really embrace that, because it will take you to a wide perspective, which it invariably will free you up from any local stuckness. But it also, in the I Am Willing to Experience It, brings you back into your local perspective, because that is incredibly important, you know. In fact, that's your job of being here as an apparent individual in the body of man, is to be the very local you. But having access to those wider perspectives mean you can live very fluidly at the same time.
But, you know, I think that what you're saying is it is so important for us to believe, yes, we do matter. Yeah, the big picture and the individual picture. But the way that you want us to, with NPA, I think, if I'm understanding correctly, to really look at ourselves at the individual importance level is with a sense of humility, which is a very different perspective than, you know, just being focused on what's in it for me. You know, it's that humility of I matter, I'm important, I have a job at this moment in time. But it's in humility. Am I correct? Am I correct in understanding that?
Yeah, and I think the way that the MPA operates, again, it's not even asking you to be humble, but I think I notice that the people that really engage with MPA discover a natural humility, which is ultimately our true nature anyway. And I also think you're much more resourceful when you can have a wider context at the same time as you know, really being present to the way that the divine is flowing through you in a very individual way. And when we get personally involved in doing that, it can become quite hard work. That's the whole thing where, you know, I create my own reality means that I'm now responsible that if something, in quotes, bad is happening in my life and I'm not doing something, that's just unhelpful. And you tend to get into a battle about fixing yourself or making yourself different than you are. Whereas if you hold the bigger picture at the same time, you can absolutely take care of the impulses that want to improve your experience and help within your own life stream. But at the same time, you're not so personally responsible for all of that because you understand that you're part of a bigger picture or a bigger plan. And that, I think, is very comforting. And I think a big thing that what I'm doing with the way I'm approaching the teaching of MPA, or my intention certainly, is to help people to sort of really let go of some of the personal responsibility for everything and really noticing what really matters as an individual and notice how that relates and is interacting or interdependent with the bigger picture. But all of that, you know, it gets a bit, your head starts to go, what? But the thing is, that for me, it's like I call the MPA process the bridge, because as you just do it, this stuff just sort of becomes obvious. It's just your set point of behavior, your set point of your emotions and your vibration, all those kind of wonderful things. It just becomes a sense of acknowledging both yourself and the bigger picture at the same time. And that I call that wholeness, and it's a really beautiful thing to experience.
So let's talk a little bit more about that, that NPA process being just, you know, that beginning of not taking those things personally and what you just said about the bridge. Tell listeners a little bit more about that, because I love that imagery of a bridge to a new consciousness.
Yeah, well, I think it's interesting because I talked, I think, at the top of the call about, you know, it was born, NPA has been born relatively recently. And I think it was born after what I would call the human tipping point, really, of where a lot of people, and I'm going to guess quite a lot of people that have been listening to your show might call themselves awakened, which means that they've become conscious of their reality, those kind of things. I mean, many of us have been doing lots of searching in consciousness, both for ourselves, but also on behalf of humanity. And the way I see it is that we've reached a point where the human, again, has kind of woken up in itself and gone, okay, right, so there's a possibility of something greater than I thought before. And when you reach that kind of threshold, you start to ask different questions. So our reality has kind of shifted, and MPA has come at a time when it can meet those new questions. But what we've got right now is, I mean, I can use quantum physics as a good example. Quantum physics as compared to going from the world is flat to the world is round. So we've had quantum physics, which says that everything is energy, everything is infinitely connected, and all those things that suggest we're not solid and separate, but we are energetic and connected for about 100 years. But still there are people in the world who go, yeah, that's rubbish. It means nothing to me, right? And there's other people who are starting to go, wow, that's really fascinating if you go there. And in the same way, you know, several hundred years ago, someone went round the Earth, came back and said, sorry, guys, it's not flat, it's round. And 100 years into that, people were going, nah, it's rubbish. So we've got this kind of this gap of where a large portion of humanity is starting to really wake up to it and a large portion haven't got it. And here's the thing, and this is where I think MPA particularly fits in, is a lot of people that kind of, they know on a cognitive level, they've heard the ideas and the concepts that everything is energy in the quantum model, if you like, But they haven't quite connected that to their day-to-day living. So doing MPA on one level, for MPA to process, will help you come into a more fluid reality. It will help you deal with those issues, big and small. But as you do it more and more, it really helps connect you on a very sort of full body way to this energetic fluid reality, the sense that there's just pure energy and there's actually much more fluidity in the possibilities that exist. So I think that's why I've come to call it a bridge.
Well, I noticed that there's some people in the chat room that are heart-centered entrepreneurs. Candy O'Donnell, for one, actually, she has a radio show on Blog Talk as well. And there are a lot of heart-centered, I would say, entrepreneurs that, you know, are interested in doing their work. And, you know, this is perfect for them as well. But speak to some of the different people that you've worked with, that you've helped, or NPA has helped. And, you know, I'm specifically thinking about, you know, a call to action that people might want to, you know, do today in learning more about this. I know tomorrow you have a Google Hangout and you're doing the world tour. You'll be in Canada next week. But we can only give a small snapshot of this. But for people that are interested, I always like for them to have some sort of an action plan. And what would you suggest?
Okay, there's a number of things that you can do. I'd absolutely recommend going to the website, which is nonpersonalawareness.com. There's a video on there's a process tab. Just click the process tab, and there's a 10-minute video which will give you the nuts and bolts of the process. You can sign up with an email, and I'll send you also a printable sheet with the words on it. So that's how you can get started. But what I really recommend is that people take action and get involved with people and learn how to use it really well. And I'll tell you why. It's because often I can give you a chisel and you can do some pretty neat things with it. But if you want to learn to use it really well, then you're going to need some training. And what I find with MPA is because it's so simple, people can tend to miss all of the possibilities with it, or they can fall into a lot of the, especially if people who've done a lot of heart-centered work, some really good stuff, but the way they approach those other models or tools might actually not help them with how they approach MPA. So I've designed an audio program, which is one thing they can do. They can find it. It's called The Bridge, MPA The Bridge. That's on the website there. That's downloadable wherever you are. But there's nothing better than getting into a room with a bunch of people, in my opinion, because together there's something magical that happens. And that's why I do these seminars around the world, and I have some teachers that do them as well. So I'm coming to Canada. The first one is end of May 25th, 26th in Toronto, then I'm going to Calgary the following weekend, Vancouver after that. So you can look at those if you can possibly make it. So go to the website. If you want to get more involved, and I really recommend you do, maybe get hold of the bridge. If you possibly can, find a way to come. If you're in the States, hop on a flight up to one of the Canada destinations and get in a room with a bunch of people because you'll have an amazing experience and be able to really master the MPA process.
Mm. Well, if you're just joining us, you are with Joel Young, who's the creator and the custodian of the MPA process, and it's a way to really go from yucky to yummy and create the delicious life that you want. And he's challenging us all to ask these two questions. What are you experiencing that you would like to allow to pass? And what are you not experiencing that you would like to allow to come? And through his simple technique, he's really transforming and helping people to just shift that whole energy, that whole paradigm, all these possibilities, and letting go of taking things personal and really discover how great you can be and how great you already are. So some of these events that you have, told us about, but what about the Google Hangout tomorrow? I'm wondering if, because there's a lot of people that are on Google Hangouts, and you are very humorous and fun, and you are an engaging speaker. So I'm wondering if, can people join that tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for reminding me there. Yeah, tomorrow morning over over the pond, it's 5 p.m. UK, but 9 a.m. Pacific time through to noon Eastern time. We've got a Google Hangout. There's actually, I've set up a distinct web page for it called hangout.mpacentral.com. Or you can catch up with me on Facebook or Google Plus. It streams all of those places. But yeah, so we're going to do a Hangout with a bunch of really cool people, so they can kind of ask me questions. If you don't know Hangouts, then I think they're amazing. You know, there's multiple people on video, and it's really a conversation. And I think that I found that having a conversation is one of the best ways to share what the heck it's all about and inspire people to take some action to make a difference in their lives. So they can join me either through that website directly at that time. They can also, they don't have to register or give an email or anything to join me on that. It's a very public broadcast. But I intend to do a number of Hangouts going forward. I think it's a great tool. It really helps share things. So if people do register on that page, then that they get a chance of being invited to be on the panel and come ask those questions. And I say, ask me whatever you want. It's an interactive
conversation. You're just an open book. You're ready. You're just so available, which is a great testimony to the process because, you know, it does begin with you. And, you know, you have to go to somebody that has what you want. And words are terrific, but I think the actions are so powerful. And obviously what you've seen in your life and what other people have seen with this technique. And I think it's just very refreshing to hear your sense of humor through it all, because this is serious stuff we're talking about. But you bring it into, you know, it's very disarming to take that intimidation out because of the way that you present the process, which I guess is part of the process, is enjoying it.
I think it is. I think there's a way that sometimes we can get overly serious about healing, where I think the body on a purely physical level responds really well to a sense of lightness. It does so many things without you having to think about it, without you taking personal responsibility. You know, it replaces your skin every 4 weeks or something. All of the cells get replaced. These amazing things happen, and you don't have to be all serious about that. I must replace my skin. It just does it. An MPA teaches you, and the more you absorb yourself and engage with it, you just get it that, you know, I often say, do the process, get on with your life. You notice something come up, you take care of it, and it's important to take care of it. You do the process, and then it kind of hands it over, and you just watch the magic happen. And that allows you space to be much lighter about things. And also, Deb, I think one of the things is when you start to just really not take anything personally, there's a real interesting paradox there, because people say, oh, if I'm not taking anything personal, will I become cold and disconnected, and is it about dissociating from my life? And the exact opposite has been my experience and the experience of people that I work with and with people that do MPA, because what happens is you're really dropping the veils of having to be someone or something at any particular time. So, you know, there's no veils between me and the person I'm talking to. I'm suddenly instantly connected, instantly available for listening. There's all sorts of things that I teach you in the weekend and on the bridge that just help you to come into a space of actually listening.
You know, actually
really
listening.
Hearing. Yeah.
You mean, you really, really wherever you go, there you are, you're really here type thing?
Yeah, but it becomes, you don't have to strive to be present. I mean, what's that about, you know? We're all striving to be who we are, striving to be present. It's like, oh, you know, all of the teachings, if you look at them, that are really, really pointed to the spirituality of it, will say, you know, you are what you're seeking. It's already here. Just get out of the way and be. And it can. And the MPA process is the bridge, because it just brings that effortlessly into your life, which is, you know, it's great.
Yeah, so instead of looking at the other side of the river that we want to go on and just looking at it and wondering why we're not there, it's so nice when you can have somebody bring the bridge, and then it's easy to get to the other side. And I think that what's so surprising, why does everybody want to make it so difficult, Joel? What is up with that? Why is it that people want it to be? It's like, unless it's expensive, it's not worthwhile. It's like it's simple, but it's not easy because we want to be I have to earn this, I have to work for it. Is that part of what we need to let go of?
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things I say. The most difficult thing about MPA is letting it be as easy as it is. That's why I produce these audios and these seminars, because there's this, it's really a seductive habit that you want to make it more difficult. In a way, it's like this. It's like if you're just doing a few simple lines and letting go of it, you know, and then it just, the magic just happens, then the personality part, the mind part, if you like, sort of goes, hang on, where's my job? I'm used to being all important and very, very involved in it all. Give me something. How can I make this more complex so that I can get really embroiled in it? But the more you get personally involved in the process, actually there's more space to get lost and get in the way, or just really ultimately slow down the magical, swift, effortless, joyful speed of the universe or the divine or whatever you want to call that, that is happy just to operate through you. So it's humbling to the ego.
I know, it's so humbling, and it's such a contradiction, isn't it, Joel, in our society, in the world we're living in today, because on the one hand, we want everything to be quick and easy when we press an app on our iPhone, right? We want to be able to connect with somebody in the United States to the UK at the speed of light. We want that to be that easy. But we can't believe that as created divine human beings, that perhaps God has created us to really enjoy our life, to enjoy our own company, to love who we are, to step into our greatness. That, oh my gosh, that most natural thing that's not mechanically created, that has to be super difficult. But the app on my iPhone, oh, that has to be quick and easy. What's up with that, Joel?
Yeah, I know. I think it's all part of the same thing of this transitional phase. I mean, on one hand, we've stepped through the door. It's like getting the rest of the body of humanity through, including within ourselves and also collectively. It's that, you know, really, as we start to get it, it's energetic, it's fluid, it's not as solid and more and difficult to move all this stuff as we think it is. And these old ideas, like, you know, you have to struggle, they're still, especially in the mass media way, they're being celebrated. You know, this guy really strived, he almost killed himself. Yay, celebration. You know,
oh,
this guy just walked through the door. We don't want to know about him. There's no story there. There's no drama there. There's no juice there. But the fear is that if you let go of all that struggle, then you'll lose the joy. And again, it's that paradox. My experience is that you open into, it's just like stepping into a different theme park, the theme park of struggle and strife, to the theme park of joy, ease, and hey, where do you want to go? And let's expand to an even greater level.
Oh my gosh, I mean, this is so great. I'm just feeling completely refreshed, you know. I never saw a bird singing in a tree that was really complaining about, you know, having to do that, or the angry rose that's opening up and coming into its greatest beauty. And we look at nature in, you know, all the self-help gurus with the self-help soup sometimes, I think, that we marinate too much in. You know, it's got to be so difficult. You got to do X, Y, and Z. And I love how you're saying, no, let's look at nature. Let's look at the common things and believe that we are part of that, and that it is really a lot easier to go from yucky to yummy. And I just love that. Give some examples. I know we're really out of time, but I just want to get for our listeners, because I think it's so awesome. You connect with so many people around the world. Even though you're out of the UK, you're really everywhere, ubiquitous, I think. Is that the word for that?
And I think it is.
I think it is. It might be. I don't know.
Non-personal, maybe, is the word.
What is it?
Non-personal, I'd say, everywhere.
There you go. Non-personal. That's it. But just give another favorite example that you have of somebody that you worked with, because I think the listeners can see themselves in the stories of others in a really powerful way. So do you have another quick story that you'd like to share?
Sure. And I invite people to go to the website. There are some great testimonials of all sorts of things. And I say it works on mundane things like bee stings really, really effectively to really enormous things. So one of my favorite examples that I use quite a lot, I wasn't actually working with this person, but it shows how you can do it by yourself, is is someone who worked with depression. She said to me that she'd had depression for 18 years, 18 years of depression. And she came to an MPA seminar, and she went away, and she said she was walking the dog, and it suddenly occurred to her that she could do MPA on her depression. So she did the little, you know, what am I experiencing? She was great. She didn't just do it on depression. She let herself spew and listen to what came up. She was surprised at what came up, and if I recall, it was lost was the word that came up for her. So she went through the six lines. Now, she was an EFT practitioner and does other things as well. And she said, just felt like tapping her karate chop, she said. Just got a sense that would be really nice. So she did that, did the words, and she said 2 minutes later, the depression was gone. And she said it was the most amazing. It's not like she hadn't tapped before or done other things. But in this moment, and this is how MPA often works, it met her just at the right time in just the right way and offered just the right thing. In 2 minutes, 18-year depression was gone. And she wrote me an email which basically said, if I told anyone else, and I've got friends who've had depression for this long, you know, we hang out in those groups, if I told them you could let go of 18 years of depression in 2 minutes, they just wouldn't believe it. It doesn't, you know, the maths of our modern thinking doesn't stack up, but that's possible. You know, and I'm not saying that everyone who's got depression for 18 years will do one MPA and that will happen, but it absolutely shows the possibility. And, you know, I love that.
Oh, my gosh, you're telling me. I'm loving that, too. Ditto, ditto. And it's amazing how we, most of us listening, have no problem taking a little, three-inch key out of our pocket and put it in, I don't know how many pounds a car is. I have a four-wheel drive car, so it's pretty heavy. And that little four-inch key, I don't have any problem in my mind accepting that little four-inch key will move how many pounds of that car. But I got to have something totally, like I can't be lifted from depression with this little, you know, this little NPA key. You know, we really do get stuck in that muck. And we've been so conditioned that it's beautiful. It's beautiful how you have so many examples and testimonies and the work that you're doing. Because gosh knows, I'm first in line waving my hand with everybody else. You know, I think anybody that tells you they don't have some junk they want to dump is lying. Run in the opposite direction as fast as you can. Because part of it, you know, we all have something, right? I mean, I think that's part of it, too, that you work with so many professionals and people that, you know, we're all a work in process. We're all changing. And isn't that part of what we should be, you know, grateful for, is that we have so many possibilities?
Yeah, I think that's a really important part of what I'm about is, you know, again, I sometimes think, oh, we're over-focusing on the things that have healed, but life isn't there to be fixed or even healed. Healing and apparent fixing is part of the ducking and diving of... do you use ducking and diving? I don't know if it's an English thing, but the sort of just the riding the wave of the life that you're living. What MPA gives you is a bunch of perspectives that mean you don't even judge the yucky stuff. You know, you end up in a space where, you know, even if you notice yourself going into judgment, you won't even judge that. You'll just let it flow through. So nothing sticks around. You just become, you know, it just becomes very effortless and fluid. And so, you know, all of these amazing things that I see coming and going are part of it. But you're absolutely right. You know, life is to be lived. That's the wonder of it.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have a little Teflon suit and the ducks on the water on the duck's back that rolls off. But seriously, I'm a quote fan, as you know, because we're on Twitter, and you're great on Twitter. You have such a terrific following. But I was noticing this morning that if you don't have any ups and downs in your life, this is you. You'd be dead. And it had the heartbeat with the up and down. It's like if you're going to be alive, you know, it's like you got to kind of. But that's a good thing. But the thing is that your NPA process allows us to enjoy or at least embrace in a positive way those ups and downs. And I love what you just said about you don't even judge the judgment. I mean, How freeing is that? I want that. I want what you have. I'll have what Joel's having. Thank you very much.
Well, part of it is I encourage people to do the process for themselves. Engaging with the, you know, with the downloads or the events, part of what that does is it just bathes you in these perspectives, which allows those resistant parts, you just by osmosis, sort of suck in this effortless ease, which is what it really is about. It's just to easily live a very fluid and very wonderful life.
Okay. Well, you know, we've gone past our time, but oh my gosh, I've so enjoyed this. And people want more of you, Joel, and what you have to offer, because it's just lots of beautiful seeds to grow that beautiful garden in life. And we never know what's going to come up, but we know it's going to be all good. So one more time, the Google Hangouts tomorrow, how to get your videos, how to sign up for your emails, how to find you on Twitter, and of course, your big Canada tour that's coming up, and we're so excited and honored to have had you on, and I want to give another shout out to Shawn Duperron. Thank you so very much. Is she the queen connector or what?
She's awesome on every level.
She's the real deal. She's walking her talk. That, I tell you what, I love that lady. So go ahead again and give out all your links.
Okay, so see me in person and enjoy this video conversation tomorrow. It's 9 a.m. Pacific time through to noon Eastern time, just about 40 minutes of conversation. That's at hangout.npacentral.com. That's a great place. And also definitely come to nonpersonalawareness.com. You'll find information on the process. You can sign up to receive that. And also take a look at the events page, because I'm coming to Canada, Toronto, May 25th, 26th, June 1st and 2nd for Calgary, Vancouver, 8th and 9th. Also, you know, other people are now teaching this. It's a great thing to teach, and we're doing a teacher training in Vancouver. So if you're interested in teaching the work, that's really cool. Twitter, you can find me at Truths Company or at MPA Central. And come find me on Facebook. MPA Rocks is the Facebook page, which is full of amazing stuff, actually. I love putting the stuff out on MPA Rocks.
Oh, my gosh. That's so thank you so much for joining us. And if everybody has enjoyed the show as much as I have, you can help keep us going and growing by taking this great wisdom and this new vision for your life. Help yourself and others by sharing the show with a tweet, on Facebook with your friends, joining all those places that Joel told you about. And, you know, Google Hangouts is tomorrow, so don't wait. Get that. Keep that momentum going, and there's just so many ways to work with you, and, you know, wow, how exciting, you're really having so much fun with this upcoming tour and all these events, so, you know, that's part of it. Don't forget to have fun, right?
Absolutely. It's not optional.
It's not optional.
I said my tongue firmly in my cheek.
It's like, you know, being a kid at the beach building those sandcastles. You know, have fun, get a little dirty, create something. The ocean washes it away.
Yeah.
Have fun, build something else. You know, enjoy your life. It's the only one you're getting. Last I checked, no one's staying.
That's right.
So it's better to get into the skin you're living in and enjoy who you are. And you help people do that. Well, God bless you, Joel. You've been great. And I hope that you do share the show, everybody out there listening, because that's how we help each other and keep the show going and growing. I can't bring you great guests like Joel if you're not out there spreading the word so that people know about the Best People We Know radio show. And I hope after you sign up for all of Joel's things that you won't forget to visit my website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. Be sure to sign up for my monthly Mind Vitamin News, and you'll get a list of all of our great guests for the month, plus a lot of other great fun stuff to help you get those mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. So in the famous words of Oscar Wilde, love to close with Oscar, be yourself. Everybody else is already taken. Go out, make it a great day, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greensskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.